All the business and finance and justice committee work now. Time now is 6:30. At this time, I'll ask Adam to give us invocation, please.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Son, Jesus Christ, most of all, Lord. Just give us the knowledge and wisdom to the business of the nation, Lord. Jesus, amen.
Amen. Good evening, everybody. Next on our agenda is a roll call by Christy.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Travis Scott.
Here.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones.
Here.
Chairman, you have 5 present, 0 absent.
We have 5 present and 0 absent. Constitute a quorum. Any business conducted tonight be official. Moving on down the agenda is the approval of minutes of February 15th.
Chairman, make a motion to pass.
Motion made to pass. Here, a second.
Second.
Mr. Beaver. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved. Then to order business. This first one is NCR 18-001. A resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation National Council selecting Glenn Michael Dunney to the Board of Directors of One Fire Holding Company, LLC. Sponsor is David Hill.
Chairman, motion to pass.
Motion made to pass.
Second.
Mr. Dunney?
He had contacted me. I sent an email. His mother had a stroke, so they were moving her to the nursing home. Couldn't be here tonight, but I did call the One Fire. Davey and some of them, and they're real pleased what he has brought forth to One Fire, and that's about it. And he said if it does pass, he can be here pre-agenda.
Okay. Yeah, if it does pass, we'll have him here pre-agenda. Anyone else have any thoughts or comment? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, none against. That must have been approved. So I have Mr. Bunny here on pre-agenda. Next on the agenda is NCR 18-002, a resolution of the Muscogee Creek National Council selecting Rodney Llewellyn to the Board of Directors of One Fire Holding Company, LLC.
Chairman, make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Must be made to postpone indefinitely. Do you hear a second?
Second.
Roll call. Nope, your first one. I'll give you a call, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just a little comment. I did talk to Rodney. He is in this, but there may be some other boards in the next month or so that he's more or less be interested in. I think it'd be more of a fit for him in that position. So he was in favor of that.
Okay. Any other comment? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, 0 against. Has been approved. Also, can I entertain a motion to move TR 18-031 to the bottom of the list?
Make a motion to move 31 to the bottom of the list.
Second.
Okay. That's because Mr. Ray is at a ball game right now. He'll be here later. So, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Move to the bottom of the list. Next on the agenda is TR 18-032, a travel resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Gayla Waller to serve on the Gaming Operations Authority Board.
Motion to pass.
Here, a second.
Second.
Gayla, you guys want to talk to her in private?
It doesn't matter.
You guys want to go back to session and talk to her? Okay. Come on up. Come on up. Price is right. Come on down. The floor is open for discussion for Gayla. I will say I'm the sponsor of this deal. I feel like she has done a good job with the last few years, and the board meetings she does ask the questions that need to be answered, you know, asked me. And she, you know, she has a background in accounting, so she understands the numbers that goes through there. And so she's always, always has questions for people that have come before. So I think she'd be a good keeping addition on the board this time. So anyway, that's my comment. Of course, for discussion with her.
I have to say the same, but the GOB meetings I attended, she does ask a lot of questions, and she does make some upset. You know, that's just, you're not going to know unless you ask. So I feel that she holds people accountable and responsible for what they're doing.
But yeah.
I think experience means a lot, so I'm all for it.
Okay.
I swear only.
Okay. Do you have any questions? Joyce, questions? Bill, questions? Okay, any other questions? Pat, any questions? Nothing else? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor and none against. That's been approved. Pre-agenda here? Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Next on the agenda is TR18-033, a proper resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Tim Goodvoice to serve on the Muscogee Loan Fund Board.
Sponsored. Motion to pass.
Motion to pass. Here, second.
Second.
Okay.
Mr. Goodvoice couldn't make it tonight. He had a family engagement that took him out of state. Okay. And if it passes tonight, he's going to be here for the pre-agenda.
Okay.
For the council meeting. He's attended the January and the February board meetings, so he's, as far as he's met the other board members, I mean, they've been receptive to him. They think he'll be a good addition to the board, and it'll complete our board, the 5 members that it's supposed to be, so I think he'll be a good addition.
Okay. Any questions for David?
He's still executive director for United Tool Man?
No, he's at Thakwaku.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the very top. He's been there about 2 years. But yeah, he was with the United Tool Man for, yeah, 15 years.
Okay. Any else, David?
No.
Pete, okay?
No.
No. Anybody else, question? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
I have 4 in favor, 0 against. Approved. Have here pre-agenda?
Yes.
Thank you. Next on agenda is TR18-034. Excuse me. A proper resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Andrew Adams III for appointment to the Supreme Court of the Muscogee Creek Nation.
Chairman, motion due pass.
Second.
Chief.
I have spoken to Chief Justice Andrew Adams. You know, he lives out of state, so I've talked to him by phone several times. And he said he's honored to be asked to serve again. He has, I think, the call over here to see if he could come to the pre-agenda meeting. Because I think he lives in Minnesota or Wisconsin, somewhere up that north. Hopefully you've got the information on him that you need, and I'll be glad to answer any questions. But yeah, he seems very pleased to even just be asked. So he said he'd be glad to serve.
Thank you, Chief.
Yeah, he talked to him a couple of times, and he's on vacation. But he'll be here. That's pretty agenda, and okay. As Chief mentioned, NCAI, he's been real supportive of Creek Nation and also issues concerning Hickory Ground, so he's real honored to be nominated.
Okay. Pete?
No.
Travis?
No.
Adam?
No, thank you.
Anything? Hearing other questions, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver? Travis Scott?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor and 0 against. That's been approved. So, Chief, you said he'll be a pre-agenda?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Adore. Next on the agenda is TR18-035, a travel resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Richard LeBlanc for appointment to the Supreme Court of the Muscogee Creek Nation.
Chairman, make motion due pass.
Here, second.
Second.
Chief. Chief?
Mr. Chair, similar to Justice Chief Justice Adams, this is renomination of Judge LeBlanc. I've also spoken to him, kind of a similar situation, although he's in state. He's asked that he be placed on the pre-agenda, and I think that's been, Speaker said that's okay. As well, he's willing to serve. He loves doing this, and he said, you know, he do this now, I said. So he's very willing to serve, and I think we're both open to answer any questions you might have on that Saturday.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, comments? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, we have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Okay, we have 4 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved. Next on the agenda is tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending TR 16-188, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation approving beer sales at South Yale Muscogee House. Sponsor is Mark Randolph.
Chairman, make motion to pass.
Here, a second.
Second for discussion. Second.
Okay, for discussion. Okay. He's not here.
Looks like he's here.
I'm sure. One I can't speak to, so like I got a volunteer.
Mr. McPeak wasn't able to come this evening. He had prior engagements, but I'd be more than happy to answer anything as far as the tax commission is concerned. If you have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
I did talk to McPeak and Sonia. I think he had some. My concern was going through this. I know he's changing it from house to shack, but Kevin, would this pass? Also, does the lease agreement has to be changed as well?
I believe what we found out from Mrs. Litch over at Realty, McIntosh, sorry. Ms. McIntosh. I've known Sonia forever. I apologize for that. I believe right now the lease agreement in there, I think, has a provision that doesn't allow for the sale of beer. So what Ms. Litch said was that it should be fairly simple to amend. But, you know, that would probably be, I think, an issue, too, in through the licensing, that if it doesn't allow it, you're not going to issue a license when it doesn't allow. So so I think that's a little quirk here that probably will need to be resolved. Now, the legislation says you're approving the location. That's all you're doing at the moment. Nothing moves forward until a license is obtained. So I think even if you pass this tonight, we'll then move to the licensing part, and it's not going to be licensed, I would assume, until that's...
I was hoping he'd be in attendance because, I mean, how do we know now if he's selling it?
That I don't know the answer to that. If he's currently.
I went by there today. They do have the coolers and are prepared to, but they are not at this time.
Until this is.
Correct.
I guess I can reach out to him. Representative Randolph, because that's the next step. If this is approved tonight, got to change the lease, have that amended, and turn got to apply for reapply, I guess.
Right. Yeah, the law actually says the location is approved first, and then the licensing process starts. So okay. I think you could approve it, and then it's got to go through that. And again, I think that's going to have to, the lease is probably going to have to be amended for licenses.
I just want to be sure that he is aware of that.
Yeah, I think, and I mean, he will know, I think, as he goes through the licensing process. He's not going to get that license until the lease is corrected, amended. So, but that will probably be more of a conversation between the tax commissioner.
Yeah, yeah. But as it is right now, he's got a permit to sell under the previous name, correct?
Yeah, that exists, but again, it's not in the name of his new company.
So
I think he's probably not going to start selling until that license is issued. Yes, sir.
Any other questions, Pete?
No.
Okay. No other questions. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Next on agenda is TR18-037. A travel resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a lease agreement with the State of Oklahoma Office of Management and Enterprise Services for the Muskogee Creek Nation Office of Child Support Enforcement.
Chairman, motion due pass.
Here, second.
Okay, we had presented this idea during our budget meeting last fall and talking about the expansion of our office, especially in Tulsa and Creek County. And the number of applicants we're expecting to see over the next year because of some changes with some of the rules and regulations requiring those individuals who use IHS facilities to be offered our services instead of the state. The state is already in the process of referring to 3,500 cases. We've already gone through about 500, and with the all said and done in this particular area and place, I'm looking at about 700 to 800 additional cases in this area. So we started looking for an office 3 years ago, looking at the numbers projected and forecasting just based on the applications we had. So when the changes in the regs came about, it kind of pushed us up further. We did ask for the rental money in our federal budget. They approved it. So this is where we're at now. We found a place up right by the Tulsa West Child Support Office, just down the hall. So it'll make that partnership grow even better. Mm-hmm. But what I like about it even more is security is here. The parking, which is, when you go down there, is pretty expensive. We already have that free parking. And to get into the building, you've got to go through a checkpoint to get into the building. I think that relieved a lot of the concerns I had in looking for a facility.
Okay. Any questions? Pete?
No.
David?
No.
No. Questions about it? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against. It's been approved. Thanks, Susan. Next on the agenda is NCA 18-034. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation amending NCA 17-173. A law of the Muskogee Creek Nation approving the comprehensive annual budget for fiscal year 2018 and providing for appropriations.
Chairman, motion due pass.
Chair, second.
Second.
That's been made. Floor is open for discussion. Come on, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Make sure.
Where are we, Jackie?
Hello.
That'd be a sponsor.
Okay. Wanted to discuss was the fact when they made the list of the current employees and got the amount that it would take to finish out the year, they didn't take into consideration that we had 8 vacancies.
Okay.
They only listed the positions that were filled.
Field. Okay.
And in the last week, we've filled 3 of those vacancies. So you know, that's going to run us a little short maybe at the end of the year. But here is a list of the vacancies and what it would take to go ahead and finish out the year on those. Basically, I think that's the only concern we have. We need to change the Schedule A to include the vacancies.
Okay.
Other than that, it would make a difference of about $277,000, including fringe benefits and indirect cost rate.
Kathy's just here. That.
We'll just
find out. Yeah. You figure out what you need to do, number wise.
Yeah,
Which one was that, Jeff? You were talking about their change.
They said it's going to decrease, increase?
Yeah.
Well, instead of 3.8 million to decrease, it'd be like 3.5 million.
Yeah, that's all good.
I thought he said increase.
No.
No.
No. Oh, on the approved budget.
Yeah.
There was just a discrepancy on the approved budget amount that you had down here where it said 4107. I believe that was originally 42 something, wasn't it?
That's 42 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I had, but the deal we got was 41.
There's been a mod or something.
Yeah, there's been a budget modification.
So the 42 drive.
But that was what was approved to begin with.
Right, yeah, 42 drive, yeah, okay.
But that, and basically that's the only thing we had was on those vacant positions that weren't funded, and we had already filled three of them, so I kind of. We'll need to submit a new Schedule A and a new budget to finance anyway.
Okay.
Can we come up with the totals, because this will change?
Yeah, everything's going to change, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to do the totals and bring them back.
Yeah, yeah. We
can substitute, or what can we do?
Yeah, substitute, yeah, we'll do substitute.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get them to you tomorrow.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Jerry, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against, that's been approved. You'll send it to us. Next on the agenda is TR18-031. A proper resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Christopher M. Ray to serve on the Gaming Operations Authority Board.
Motion to pass.
Here, second.
Second.
Christian, come up, please.
First of all, I apologize for the attire. I just come flying from a softball game, so I apologize.
So I have
one. Still in the winner's bracket.
I will. I nominate Chris. You know, I've seen him serve on the board. He's very a good asset to the board with his background. He's a very integral part and his experience and so forth. So, you know, I would, like I said, I support Chris and or I would have nominated him again. So, floor open for discussion, questions, comments. Pete?
I've known Chris for a long time now, and like I said, I value experience, so I support it.
Debbie?
No. On the floor, huh?
See, you shouldn't have been a bad yell at him.
Well, I guess for yelling at him.
See? Any questions there? Okay. If they pass you tonight, come. I might be one vote against you. I don't know yet. Come before the pre-agenda, okay. Roll call vote, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Travis Scott.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, you have 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, 0 against. That's been approved.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is a referred legislation. Kathy, funding sources for these? All of them? Okay. Do we hear a motion to approve the legislation for a funding source for internal interest and permanent fund? Here, second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. They've been approved. Next on the agenda is a GUAB. David, if it's not any financials, we don't have to executive if it is. Yeah. It will be.
Okay. Do you have any financial statements? Chairman, make a motion. Go into executive session.
Okay, motion made. Go to executive session. Here a second. All in the eye. Okay, we're in executive session. If you're a creek, or you can stay here. Where you can stay.